This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to The Bigger Picture. This is The Daily Digest. I'm T. Xiao Ik with Lim Soo Ann and Juliet Jacobs in the studio. And now on to our second story.
So in relation to that, we're asking you about sad fishing. So would you actually talk about your own mental health issues online? Do take that BFM poll. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Or you can even call us at 03-7733-2900.
And so the reason we're asking you that question is because of a new report that's just come out from Digital Awareness UK. So according to them, they find that children and teenagers who go online to seek support for mental health issues may end up finding themselves being bullied and even accused of sad phishing in return.
Yeah, nowadays we are seeing more people opening up about their stories on social media because, you know, they find comfort and support among the online community. But, you know, at the same time, some young people are being targeted and accused of exaggerating their problems. So this social media phenomenon has gotten enough traction that it even has been named sad phishing. So it's used to describe when someone posts about an emotional problem in an attempt to attract attention, sympathy, or even, you know, just hook an audience.
Right, and that's where the phishing comes from.
So like, phishing for compliments. So sad phishing evolved as a term after some celebrities were accused of posting exaggerated claims about their problems in order to gain attention and followers on social media. I just read about that, you know, Kendall Jenner, she put this very dramatic tweet about how she's going to talk about the most raw thing that has happened to her in her life. And her mother tweeted to say like, oh, my baby is so brave and strong and, you know, we'll look out for it. And, you know, and people, her fans were genuinely concerned. They thought, you know, is she having mental health issues? You know, is there a serious
something really serious?
Turns out she was talking about her struggle with acne. And turns out she is actually a new spokesperson for an acne company.
Okay.
So it was really...
Because I was thinking, okay, acne, I guess it is a serious problem for some people, but if that there's that commercial motivation behind that does question the sincerity of what she's posting.
Exactly.
Right. So so this report that you mentioned earlier, Swen, by Digital Awareness UK, was commissioned by the Headmasters and Headmistresses Conference, which represents 300 of the leading independent schools in the UK, and it involved face-to-face interviews with 50,000 school children from across the state and private sector in the UK. And what they found was that, yes, young people are becoming more tech-savvy. They're using technology with responsibility and common sense. Some good news there. But when they are on the receiving end of accusations of sad phishing, it could do more harm to children and young people who are already dealing with actual mental health issues, you know. And these accusations of sad phishing are not only coming through online, which is like things like comments and on messaging apps, but also face-to-face from some of these children's friends who have seen their posts.
So one example that they gave was a schoolboy who told the researchers that he actually used Instagram to share his feelings because he was feeling down due to problems at home. And he did get a lot of comments, you know, supportive comments and likes on the post, but then the next day when he went back to school, his friends told him, or his schoolmates told him, that he was simply sad fishing for attention. So it's quite demoralizing for kids when they hear things like that. So on one hand, you have good positive support from people online, but on the other hand, you also have people who are, you know, saying not very nice things about you.
Offline, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, mental health isn't something that should be taken lightly. You know, by opening up on social media, people are helping to raise more awareness. You know, they're reducing the stigma that comes with mental health. Over the years, we've seen more young people having to deal with mental health issues, which is reflected in the data collected from 13 to 17 year olds in the 2017 National Health and Morbidity Survey. So in that survey, it showed that 18.3% of them are suffering from depression, which is one in five. 39.7% or two in five have anxiety, and 9.6% or one in 10 are actually suffering from stress. And these are 13 to 17 year olds. And, you know, and befrienders have also said that children as young as 10 have reached out to them seeking help for depression. That's depressing to hear.
And when people as young as this in years that they would really need support, right? So, I mean, so what are the consequences when they want support, but then people are just accusing them of sad phishing? And I personally also found issues with the term sad phishing itself, because most likely it did come from the term catfishing. There is connections to that. So I spoke to Dr. Dania Pillay this morning, consultant psychologist, to get her thoughts on this. What are your thoughts on the term sad fishing? Is it just another term that people have come up with, or could it potentially become problematic?
Well, while it may likely be coined as just another term, I think I feel like the essence of it is problematic. I mean, I'm sure you know where this whole sad fishing thing comes from. I mean, it basically means when somebody posts something about an emotional problem online, like in a very exaggerated manner, right, to attempt to attract attention or sympathy, or basically just to get people to pay attention to them, right? So, I mean, it might seem like something harmless. However, the way it's come about and the trend that is currently going on right now, it is problematic because there are lots of people, young people out there especially, who have genuine concerns and they might wrongly be accused of sad fishing and that really just exacerbates the situation.
And for young people who do have experiences, who are experiencing mental health issues, what how would it impact their mental health further by being bullied or accused of just simply seeking attention?
Well, most definitely, it would make it worse. It would exacerbate the situation. I mean, it also increases the whole stigma, the prejudice and discrimination that surrounds mental health issues. I mean, people, there's a lot of awareness and education still needed in this area. And when this happens, it makes it worse. I mean, for a young person who actually reached out online, perhaps, and instead of getting positive support, they're bullied instead, for example, there would definitely be like a reluctance to ask for help or seek treatment after that, you know, even worse. And it would cause maybe perhaps like shame, embarrassment, and even like a decrease in self-esteem.
So do you think that it's important for all people, especially children and teenagers, to be able to share their own experiences with mental health issues on platforms like social media?
Well, if there's some monitoring to ensure if it's a safe space, like, a, for example, a regulated online support group, then why not? But unfortunately, it seems like the reality is that parents don't get to monitor everything their teenager does online. You know, and when this happens, the child or teenager is at risk as well. I mean, there have been instances of people, young people sharing their experiences with mental health issues, you know, say depression or anxiety, and perhaps people like groomers, you know, older people taking opportunity, realizing that these are vulnerable young kids, teenagers, you know, getting to empathize with them, giving them emotional support, gaining their trust, and then maybe later exploiting the whole situation. So that's something that we need to be very mindful of as well.
And why are some people so, you know, so quick to judge or believe that, you know, some people are simply seeking attention online when they are sharing an important part of their lives?
Well, I think one big part of it is this whole sad fishing phenomena. It seems so common now. It's so hard for an audience to distinguish which is genuine and which is fake. It's a little bit like the boy who cried wolf. You know, you've seen it so many times, but after a while, it's like, ah, this is just another one of those. You know, so it might seem easier to assume that this is not real. You know, I feel that that might be one possible explanation for it.
And is it easy to spot if someone is not honest and they're simply writing experiences, or if they're actually sharing, you know, something that is serious and personal to them?
Well, it is a little bit difficult to distinguish, to be honest, you know, especially when teenagers and young people these days, they post all the time, you know. But again, these are signs that we shouldn't be ignoring, you know, like especially before people would say, oh, it's just a cry for attention, you know, it's just looking for attention. And the next thing you know, something terrible has happened. You know, so I think parents, educators, even friends, you know, there are lots of peers even who are aware of such things. You know, if you are, if you do see something that is suspicious, or you feel, hey, this person might be going through something, there's no harm in always just asking or talking or alerting somebody who might be able to help. You know, I really don't think anything should be taken lightly. And hopefully young people these days don't get termed with this whole sad fishing phenomenon when it was actually a true cry for help.
So that was consultant psychologist Dr. Dania Pillay. Have you guys seen a lot of people around you posting about their emotional well-being or mental health issues? I mean, do you find it easy to respond to posts like that?
I mean, definitely, because we use social media so much now as an outlet for expression, everybody's sort of feeling more comfortable about using it as a platform to talk about what they are going through in their lives. And I definitely have at least a number of friends on my Facebook circles, for instance, who talk about the problems that they're going through. Sometimes it's not like very explicit, you know, detailing of all their problems. Sometimes it's just a one-off statement, like, you know, things have been really hard for me lately. I do struggle, wondering how I should respond to them, because it feels glib on my part to just post a comment and say, oh, hang in there. You know, it feels like I'm just offering lip service. I wouldn't really be helping them in a meaningful way. And so I'm always wondering, what should we be doing on social media?
I have struggled like that as well. You know, I'm like, dude, if I just put a sad face put hearts or whatever. And sometimes, you know, actually sometimes that's what people want. They just want to know that people out there are listening to them or hearing them. What I find, some of my friends who comment, they actually say, I'm not looking for anything. I just needed to get it out, you know? Right. So those things are easier to respond to. But yeah, I guess making it clear what exactly you're looking for might make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I also see people who respond, you know, with the other extreme of comments who are trolling them in return, and I suppose almost like accusing them of sad fishing or very provocative and unnecessary comments.
I recall a friend of mine who broke up, and so he was talking about it on Facebook a lot, right? And so most people were like, sorry to hear that, you know, and giving him support he needed. But one of his friends was like, this is not the place for this.
Oh my.
It was quite harsh. And he was like, I'm just getting it out, and it's helping me. So sorry, if you don't like it, you can unfollow me.
Mm. Absolutely. Actually, if you don't have anything nice to say, I wonder why must you comment at all?
And just going along that that whole idea of sad fishing, I think Dr. Danielle also mentioned some of it. It is problematic, that whole term itself, because by implying that, okay, just because a few people are possibly sad fishing, doesn't mean that the rest of them aren't. And it's important to recognize that, okay, yes, you're not sure if the person is being truthful or not, but at least you are there. Like we've been saying, right? You're there. You acknowledge that the person has.
It's not alone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've seen or we've heard at least a few cases being reported in the media here in Malaysia of young people who've actually used social media to reach out, to almost ask for help. And I think it wasn't too long ago that a girl posted on Instagram a poll asking her friends or her followers whether she should end her life or not. Mm. And, you know, so things like that, very, very clear expressions that need to be urgently addressed, that where people around her could have very easily flagged it and helped to get her some help and support. But it's amazing to think that when you're reading something like this, I suppose if you think about the way we read social media, we're just constantly scrolling, where we like this picture, we like this post, and then you see something like this, you vote yes. Can you believe that? You don't. We have forgotten how to take the time to just stop and think about what's going on behind the post.
Or maybe you think, you know, that little thing is not going to affect, that little yes is not going to affect somebody. But my God, you know, if like so many people are thinking you should be dead, you might think the same thing as well.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's a need to change how we think about social media, that it's not just an instant thing that you're scrolling to pass the time, but it's a place, a forum where people can feel safe in voicing opinions that they may not necessarily feel safe telling to people around them, or they can't tell people around them. And so it's on us as well to make sure that we're not just simply dismissing other people's comments.
I'm the cynic here. I feel like we've gone past that point with social media, that it's no longer a a place for thoughtful discussion. And it's just, it's gotten out of hand. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a lot of research going on into the impact of social media use on young people's mental health. I mean, we just talked about this yesterday on the Health and Living show when we had consultant clinical psychologist Paul Jambunathan. We actually discussed a study that was just published earlier this month, which suggests that teenagers who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media were more likely to develop mental health problems. And we also had quite a number of questions from listeners just talking about the issues that they as young people or their children were going through. So if you want to catch that, you should try and download that podcast. It was a very interesting discussion.
Yeah, so over on Twitter, we asked you, would you talk about your own mental health issues online? 57% of you have said no, and only 43% of you have said yes.
It'd be interesting to know why they said no. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, there's still the stigma, first of all, of mental health as something that any of us would talk openly about. And that's, of course, the biggest hurdle that we are still facing when it comes to getting people to come forward to seek treatment and support, because they think that they're either going to be ridiculed or not taken seriously. And of course, when you have people accusing you of sat fishing, that just compounding
reinforces
the problem.
That. Yeah. Well, I guess some people, they don't need to do it online because maybe they have a close circle of friends, they have WhatsApp groups, or they just have people that they can talk to about it, right? Mm. It's all very subjective, I suppose. But, Lily over sent us some WhatsApp messages, and she pointed out that, she thinks that it's helpful for younger kids, especially teens who live in abusive households, because that might be their only outlet to reach out for help, because they can't talk to their family or friends, to vent their issues. And maybe they don't have access to phones, she was saying. But she did say that, it's very problematic if people are, telling them they're just seeking attention fishing for sympathy, and that's just not going to help, because it's just going to make you start doubting your mental health, as you said. So I guess, what she's trying to say is, it's okay, just if you have nothing to say, don't say anything at all, right? And also she says that she vents on social media a lot, mainly just to get it out of her system, because to her, that's her safe space to feel vulnerable and imperfect. And she wanted also to end by saying that there's always someone out there who cares and looks out for you. So it's hard, but keep that in mind always. It's a nice way to end.
That's a good point. I mean, hopefully out of perhaps 10 people who are accusing you of sad fishing, one person is going to really reach out and help you.
And help you out. Yeah.
And as always, when we talk about issues related to mental health, we would like to urge you, if you need emotional support, you can call Befrienders at 03-795-68145 or 8144, or email sam@befrienders.org.my just to have someone to talk to about your problems. So that's all the time we have for today's show. Do look us up on our Facebook page, BFM The Bigger Picture, if you'd like to drop us a message. And if you've missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest, on our BFM app, or on Spotify.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.